You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so who's sleepwalking again?
So, my son, it was a bad night last night. First of all, our little daughter is getting sick again. We just got out of a four-week stretch of her, like, with cough and not feeling good and on meds. She went, like, a week, and now she's sick again. So, I don't know what's going on with her. It's really going to throw a monkey wrench into everything we have planned this weekend. So she was up last night coughing.
Those damn kids, they can be so inconvenient.
I asked Nicole this morning, I was like, have you talked to her? Is she like sharing drinks with friends at school? Is she eating off other people's plates? Is she hugging people? What is going on? Why is she sick again? Anyway, so that's a whole thing.
Just happens.
Dude, ugh. The smell of Vicks is just like permeating our house right now. It's as soon as you walk in, all you smell is Vicks.
Well, listen, I got a text from Gretchen yesterday afternoon.
Yeah?
She said, I've got COVID.
Oh, you better don't go home.
Yeah, I got to stay.
Don't go home.
She doesn't feel bad at all. She goes, she was just sneezing a lot.
Okay.
She goes, I feel great.
Well, she's had it already, right?
She had it once,
so
like a year ago.
Like just a mild form, probably.
Yeah, and she's blaming it on the fact that, you know, she and I both do the constant booster shots.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that like every 4 months. But it's been like almost 5 months. And she goes, that's what it is.
It's a month too long.
She goes, but I'm not worried about you because I've been around it over the last 3 years and I never I never have caught it. She goes, there's something about you. She goes, I kind of hate you. So,
well, we take our vitamin C and our B12.
And I'm wondering if I should try to bump my flight and stay in Denver for another.
You probably should,
day
just in
or
case.
So.
Now that you said that you never get it and you feel great, you're going to go home and
well,
get it.
Well, and I said that to her too. I said, I don't want to jinx everything.
Yeah.
So,
ugh.
Anyway, but let's get back to the sleepwalking.
People be sickin'. So then we got her down, finally got to sleep pretty good. And then I don't remember what time it was. I think I looked at the clock and it was like 1 in the morning or so. I hear footsteps coming into our room and, you know, I kind of shoot up because I'm like, what's going on? And there's Reed, my son, standing in there kind of wandering around looking, you know, at the dresser and looking at things on the floor. I go, what are you doing, buddy? He goes, I'm playing basketball with Michael Jordan right now. And Michael Jordan, we can't find our basketball. So he's wandering around the bedroom looking for his basketball because he's playing ball with Michael Jordan. He's been reading all these MJ books because he's obsessed with basketball right now. So, yep, last night woke us up in the middle of the night because
looking
he was
for a
playing
basketball.
Ball, looking for a basketball. And, you know, by the time you get him back to bed and everything, it's like you're awake, wide awake. It's hard to get back to sleep. And it's funny because we've actually set up little obstacles for him because this has been a thing over the past couple weeks where he is getting up. We've put gates up in the hall in various places, things on the floor that maybe he would like trip over and wake himself up, little things he's got to navigate around. And he went through like the entire obstacle course and made his way to our room. So none of that is stopping him.
I want to see a video or a picture of your obstacle course.
It's really great. There's like things set up, the door propped a certain way.
Doesn't do any good.
A laundry hamper in front of the door. And as I was walking him back to the bedroom, and he was still obviously out of it, he was stepping over baby gates and going around the fan and around the laundry bed, and he just made his way right back to bed. It's the strangest thing.
Hmm.
And he obviously just had the glazed over look. No idea where he was at.
Kind of like we'll look at about 6:30 tonight.
Yeah, exactly. It's just fascinating that somebody can walk like that and know their way around while they're in a dead sleep. It's the strangest thing.
He'll grow out of it, though. I mean, I was a sleepwalker when I was a kid, and about probably not that old. I think I was sleepwalking until I was about 8 or 9.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I stopped.
Yeah, I'm hoping he stops soon. He brought up a whole nother fear for me last night that I didn't even think of because he's going into sixth grade next year, and that's outdoor lab. So we were talking. He's like, what if I sleepwalk at outdoor lab? And he walks out into the forest.
Okay, so that's not going to happen. But secondly,
a bear could eat him.
You cried and came home from outdoor lab when you were in sixth grade.
It was one of the worst weeks of my life. And I've already
I thought you
said,
came home early.
No, I didn't come home early.
Oh.
I didn't poop for a week. That was the whole shtick. I was too scared to. Yeah, I need home field advantage. So I was a mess when I got home. But I told Nicole, I was like, if he feels uncomfortable and doesn't want to go to outdoor lab, I'm not going to force him to go because I hated it so much. She's like, he needs to go. He needs to be with his friends. And then I'm like, if he doesn't want to go, he's not going. So we'll see how that debate and fight goes next year.
When is it in the fall, usually?
I don't know. No,
fall or spring?
Fall, probably springish, I think. Mm. So, yeah.
So, you got a year. He might grow out of it in the next year.
If not, we might lose him in the mountains.
Oh, that's crazy. I, a few years ago, wrote a book for middle grade kids, like grades 4, 5, and 6, under my Buster Blank pen name. So it's one of the Buster Blank books, but it's based on Outdoor Lab.
Really?
And it's about a boy and a girl who sneak out of camp to go up to the top of a hill to try to find a ghost that they've heard is up there.
Yeah.
But it's based on Colorado's Outdoor lab.
Yeah, it's
and
a thing.
You know the thing, like, you know, you can't leave the grounds, you know, you can't wander out on your own, and these little a boy and a girl get together and they're like, we're gonna go find this ghost that's at the top of this mountain.
How does it end?
Do you really want me to tell you?
No, I don't want you to tell
me. I don't
want to
spoil it. And that book will come out this fall, so I'm excited about that. I've been sitting on it for years, and I just got the cover artwork done and everything like that. But it's about Outdoor Lab, so I want you to have a copy of it.
Yeah, please.
And you can read it on the toilet, ironically.